السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. أما بعد. What Allah love versus what we love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loved these 10 days. One of the most beloved days to Allah. One of the most beloved action and good deed we can do in a whole year at this time. Why? A scholar said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses this time, this is the time the majority of the Hajj, the people who is doing Hajj, is reaching Mecca. This is the time the majority and thousand and thousand and million of people is going and just saying لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك. This announcing Allah is the one, He is the owner of the million. No one with him. I'm coming to serve you. All the praise and all the thanks to you. Allah love it. He deserve it. He own it. Because we are living in the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I did not record for some time. I was not feeling to record. Many reasons. What is the purpose of my life? What I'm living for? Where's my love? Where's my devotion? Where's my loyalty? Where's the oneness of Allah in my heart? Where is really the thanks and praise to Allah in my heart? Don't enter these 10 days and you are fake. Don't enter with a lot of ego and arrogance. I see it. I see it. I see it and ugly. May Allah save me from it. When our ego and arrogance above our belief, above our love, above even our benefit, above our relationship, above anything, just my ego and arrogance. I'm willing to destroy anything for my ego and arrogance. Don't tell me what to do. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What Allah love? He love humble and humility. What is the sign of humble and humility? Recognize who's Allah. Recognize who is the owner of all the bounty. Recognize who is the one deserve all the praises and thanks. Who is the one deserve my heart, my love, my devotion. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels. And this angel, Allah asked them about the status of the heart and the status of the tongue. Be careful. You cannot lie to Allah. You cannot. You cannot fake it. We can fake it. But this is hypocrisy and the hypocrite in the bottom of the hellfire. Subhanak ya Rabbi. Don't do that. Don't. Don't. How I gain these 10 days? The first thing I have to do to straighten my heart, straighten my niyyah, ask deep question. Honest question, what I'm living for. I was talking to one sister yesterday, and some of her relative is very sick. Very sick. And subhanAllah, when people are sick, we want them to be cured. You know, the physical illness, especially corona. But when we have sickness of the heart, disease of the heart, shirk, association with Allah, zulm, backbiting, living just like an animal, making drama for nothing, we don't talk about it. We accommodate all the drama. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. I was thinking before I record this, and I said, I have to remind myself anew what I am living for. What is the purpose of my existence? To worship my Lord, to recognize my Lord, to please my Lord, to thank Him, to show gratitude, to be content, to elevate His message, alleviate the suffering, spread justice, try to be good according to Him and the teaching of His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This talk is easy, very easy, but it needs a very honest questions. Very honest questions. Very honest questions. And the question should be, who am I? What I'm living for? What really my purpose of my existence? What I'm doing with my time? What I'm doing with my thought? What I'm doing with my love? Where's my love? Who I love? For what purpose? The mu'min love only for Allah. For sabilillah. When Nuh alayhi salam, he was going away in the time of the major flood, and he called his son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to him, he's not your son. Go and don't ask what you do not know. My dear brother and sister in Islam, wake up big time. You want benefit of these days? You have to be a Muslim, a mu'min, believing Allah, thanking Allah. Your devotion, your loyalty, your love to Allah above anybody. Nobody, nobody above Allah. Even if it's my son, my daughter, my wife, my house, my whatever, nobody. Now you can do real takbirat. Now you can real do talbiyah. Now you can do the most beautiful things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked us to do most. La ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd. يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. My dear brother and sister in Islam, most beloved days to Allah, distant days. Allah, He wants us to elevate His name. Elevate Him in our heart, in our thought, in our feeling. Show the belonging, the gratitude, the thanks, the contentment with Him. One thing has to be number one, Allah. Number two, Allah. Number 10, Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he said, whoever love for Allah, hate for Allah, give for Allah, deny for Allah, his iman is complete. His iman is complete. My dear brother and sister in Islam, you can Google the most beloved things to do in these 10 days. And it's not too much, believe me. It's very simple. But I'm telling you in my heart, because in amana, the ultimate thing you can do is to straight your heart, straight your niyyah, question your love, question your deity. Big time. And your tongue, your heart, your action has to be one. If my niyyah, if my heart is straight, my tongue will follow my heart, my body will follow. Why I start with humble and humility is the mother of all good deed. Is the mother of all good deed. And the mother of evils is arrogant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. This is not the time in these 10 days of arrogance. No, not at all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from arrogance and ego. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from deceiving ourselves until we become blind and destroying ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are real, not fake. Our tongue, heart, action is the same. Ameen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.